The proposed settlement plan that would help USA Gymnastics emerge from bankruptcy releases other organizations like the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee from some or all financial responsibility. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Samantha Horton reports the case is one of several to raise concerns over third-party releases that let non-debtor parties piggyback onto bankruptcy cases without filing themselves.
The state of Indiana and the U.S. trustee have filed objections to the settlement plan challenging the release of third parties. Lynn Lopucky is a professor at the UCLA School of Law. He says the U.S. trustee has been getting more and more involved over the years, objecting in cases including Purdue Pharma and Boy Scouts of America.
What's involved here is essentially buying a bankruptcy discharge without having to file bankruptcy. One person goes into bankruptcy and somebody else says, I'll give you $1 million if you put in your plan that I get a discharge in bankruptcy too, except I don't have to file bankruptcy. That's what's at issue here.
Lopucky says if the judge upholds the U.S. trustee's objections, the proposed settlement plan will be killed. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee recently passed legislation that would limit this type of action. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.